Daf is Daf Tzadi Vav. We got to the last five lines of Tzadi Hey Mer Beis. Gemara is talking about a new sugya now. The Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Yain Hanimchar Bechanus Mevarachin Alava Borei Piragafim. We discussed this yesterday already, that wine that would be sold in the store, which seems a little bit counterintuitive, but it's not the highest of qualities. It's sold in the store, so it's still considered wine. And one would say a Borei Pri Hagafin, even though it might smell bad like vinegar, it still tastes like wine and is considered wine. But Rav Chista Amar Gavei Chamra De Akrim Lamali, what's the need for any wine that's starting to get spoiled? It's considered a chomet, it's considered vinegar, and the Rashbam adds in that Rav Chista holds you would actually only say a shahakel because it loses its status of being a wine. So the Gemara says, asks a question, Meisive asks a question from the Gemara in Brachos. Gemara says, Alpas she'ipsha, if it's bread that starts to get moldy, v'ahayayin she'hikrim, wine that begins to get bad, v'altavshel she'avret tsuraso, or any type of cooked item that may have lost its rashi she'hichmetz, that starts to go bad as well, you have some mezonos meal, cake, a dessert of some sort that starts to go bad, all these cases, Omer Shehakol Nia Bidvaro. It loses its initial bracha, and but you still say a Shehakol because there is some level of a hana. Even though it's not the initial item, there's still hana. It might taste not as good, but maybe there is some level of taste, or maybe you're going to get satisfied from the food. There is a Shehakol, but it doesn't get the mautzi that the pas should get, or the guffin that a wine should get, or a mizonos that a tavshil should get. The Ber Aloch actually points out that even though you'd say shahakal on pasha ipsha, the bracha achron, if you were to be full, you would say a bench in birkas amazon. So this would be a unique situation where the bracha rishon is a shahakal, but the bracha achron would be birkas amazon. Either way, we see from this Mishnah here that it's clear that yayin shehikrim, the wine that goes bad, you say a shahakal, just like Rav Chista says, and one would not say hagafen, this against Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Amar of Zvid, Mode Rav Yehuda beputsama de mizdaben akarnasa. Rav Yehuda agrees, if it gets so bad that the wine is no longer being sold in the stores, but it's being sold maybe in the areas of San Francisco where Adam went to, in the street corners there, akarnasa, the corners where they hang out, that even that Rav Yehuda would think it's downgraded to a shahakal. Rashbam just explains this, beputsama, around seven lines up, yain ra yosir meosa nimkar bechanas, worse than the wine sold in the stores, she'enu nimkar ela b'kranos ha'ir, so sold to the street corners, but parshas adrachim, where everyone's going, the busy activity there, she'yesham lokin harbe, people are buying, and many homeless people are buying there, ve'en medaktakin ma'yiknu kifisha, they don't really care what they're buying, they're willing to eat anything. It's like what Rav Moshe talks about, the Russian soldiers, when they go from house to house, they're so desperate for alcohol, they'd even drink the alcohol, the cologne and the perfume, that would do it for them. So same thing here as well, in the street corners, they would drink whatever. So if it gets so bad, even Rav Yehuda agrees it would be shahakal. We're talking about that which is stolen in the stores, which is somewhere in the middle grade, that Rav Yehuda thinks would be hagafen. Rav Chista argues it would be a shahakal. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar le Abaye, Abaye asks Rav Yosef, Har Rav Yehuda, Har Rav Chista. We have two opinions here, what bracha to say. So Mar Kiman Sfirle. He wants to know from Rav Yosef how to be paskin. So Amar le Masnisa Yadana, I know a braisa. Rav Yosef was known as Sinai, he knew all of Shas, he knew all of Mishnahs and Brisa, so he said, I don't know the Svara, but I can tell you what the Brisa says. The Brisa says, from the very top of Tzadi Vav, the Tanya, Habodek es ha-chavis lios mafrish ala tshuma. A person wants to test out a chavis, a barrel of wine, and to see whether it's right to take tshuma. So look at the Rashbam, what does it mean to be bodek? So Rashbam says, Habodek es ha-chavis, not a manimat, he takes a little bit of wine from the barrel, and vihifrish mimenu chum, now it's tevel. No one's separated meiser or chuma from it yet, so it's tevel. He takes out a little bit of wine in glass, and hifrish mimenu chuma, then he drops out some of the wine that's considered chuma and meiser, and the remaining left of the wine in that glass that he took out is shasle manu, who tastes it. Why does he taste it? Liyoda im hayayin hanosar b'chavis tov, wants to know if the wine that's remaining in the barrel is good. And the yishte, he drinks it, Oyimkor mishar chavios midei yom v'yom, and he'll sell the rest of it as the days go on. The yafrish mizua chavis lechuma ulmaisos tachdem. So he's testing out the wine. So he takes a little wine in the cup here. He spills out some chuma and meiser, sets it aside, and drinks the remaining part. If it's good, he says, okay, fine. This chavis now is going to be chuma and meiser. It's going to cover all the other barrels I have here in the store. And then he'll sell them as non-tevel wine to all the different people. That's how he tests it out, by actually drinking it. But the reason for this, the reason why he has to test this out If you look at the Rashbam two narrow lines down, Lefikach Bodek, why does he check it out? De'ein mafrishin min ha-chometz al hayayin, because if it turns to vinegar, the chometz also requires one to take chuma meiser. It's just that it's a different min. The chometz also is edible. It's not something people drink straight, but people use it for foods and for cooking. So you have to make sure that's not chometz, because chometz and yayin, the shnei minim hein, they're considered two different types. Aliba de Rebbe, beperka mocher sasvino. Aval Rabbanan lichadchila ein mafrishin v'masa asri. The machlokis he's referring to there is when it comes to modu miktas. You know you have to have a modu miktas min hataina. You have to hold up min hataina. If I ask for one thing and you admit something different, I ask for wheat and you say no, you took barley from me. That's not called modu miktas. It has to be the same type. So Rabbanan hold, if I ask for wine and you admit chometz, that's considered min hataina. It's all the same min. But Rebbe argues and says no, they're two different minim. It's considered like chita and sora, yain and chometz. So that's why you have to test it out to see whether it's a yayin or whether it's chometz. That's the explanation of the Rashbam. Others say differently as to why you have to test it out, whether it's chometz or not. Rashbam says because it's two minim. Other Rishonim say because if you turns out it's chometz, then you were toast. This opinion holds that maybe really this Gemara goes like Rabbanan, that chometz and yayin is the same min. If I'm separating truma, thinking it's a wine, but it ends up being vinegar, it's just a toast. It's a mistake. I thought one thing and it was something else. Not that it doesn't work. Had I known it was chometz, it would have been good also. I just thought it was something else. And there's a toast in my understanding of what was going on. Fine. Now, Tosfos argues on how the bedika is done. Rashbam says you actually drink it, you sip it to taste it, to test it. But Tosfos writes, Dibur Maschal Bodek as a chavis, Lios Mafrish. He quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel, that's the Rashbam. And three lines down says, Ubechinam Dachak. For some reason, the Rashbam was very dochic in explaining the Gemara, because hare yachol letamo bereach, you could have tasted it with your smell. Now, ihava recha chamer, if it smelled like wine, vade chamerhu, it's definitely going to be wine. Diika vade chamer derecha chala, because if it's wine, it smells like chala. The aval chala liolam lo havi recha chamer. If it smells like vinegar, it's definitely not going to be considered wine. So now, therefore he smells, if it smells like wine, he knows for sure that's going to be wine. That's the test. Now if it smells like vinegar, so then the step two would be, now let me taste it. Maybe after it smells like vinegar, it still might be considered wine. So Rashbam says, first do the easy one, first smell it. If the smelling can't tell you, so then you taste it. Why is Rashbam jumping to the second step? That seems to be the machlokas here. What's more practical, it seems. Okay. Rashbam says, why take two steps? Just do the final step and you get the real answer. You'll taste it. Is it wine or is it vinegar? Tosfos says, no, do step one, which is easier. You don't have to separate chuma meiser. You just smell it. And then if that's not a good test, then you could resort to step two. Fine. To the Brisa.
Let's say it's bad. What happens with chuma meiser?
Well, he's testing it before he takes chumas and maisers.
No, he's not. He's taking a little bit of wine.
No, first he's taking, in this wine, this is all the same thing. So he separates chumas and maisers from this glass.
So what happened with that? If, let's say it's vinegar, what does it do with that?
Let's say he separates it thinking it's wine, and then it turns out it's vinegar. So it seems that according to Rebbe, you'd have to probably take it again from this particular glass, or maybe just spill out the rest of the glass. It's tevel.
And that's it. Yeah.
And the rest of it, you'll have to take new chumas and maisers thinking it's vinegar. So again, the Braisa says in the top, we'll read one more time, Detanya habodik es hachavis, lios mafish alea chuma. I test out the chavis to see whether there's chuma in there, or rather to take chuma. V'holich v'holich v'hachakak nimtas chometz. Now I do this for many days, right? I have a whole huge cellar of wine, and I test the first barrel, it's wine. And over the next month, I'm selling each barrel, assuming that chuma is covering it. But what happens is I open up one of the barrels a few weeks later, and turns out hachakak nimtas chometz, it's vinegar. So the question is, when I was mafresh that first chavis of wine on all my barrels here, if this one was chometz, which I didn't know about, then that wine wouldn't work on the chometz because there's shnei minim according to Rashbam. So what point did it transfer over to vinegar? So the Gemara answers, kol shloshi yamim vadai. The 3 days are certain. Mikan ve'elech safek. After this point, it's safek. So it's unclear what we're referring to. What's vadai, what's safek? So that's where the machlokas and marayim come to explain what the brisa means. It's my kamar. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Hachi kamar. Kol shloshi yamim harishonim vadayayim. The first 3 days, after I did the bedika, you could be certain that those next 3 days is definitely considered wine, and whatever I sold and everything I sold those first 3 days were definitely wine, and the truma worked for those first 3 days of selling. But mikan ve'ilach, after day three, there's a suffix whether or not those bottles have turned over to vinegar and whether my hafrasho then worked for the vinegar that's now. That's the suffix. Why? My time. What's the reason for all of this? Because chamra me'iloi akar. So wine, when it starts to change over to vinegar, it starts from the top. V'hai tame. I tasted the very top. I took the top of the barrel. I scooped out a little glass from the top of the barrel. I tasted it. V'lokar. It didn't go bad. So it was wine. And im timtalomar basa titima akar. Let's say the moment I tasted it, that very next second it started to turn bad to vinegar. That's fine because there's a stage, there's a process. It doesn't turn from wine to vinegar immediately. It takes a few days. So it starts going bad the second I tasted it. Havarecha chalavatama chamra. So the first stage of it going to vinegar, it starts to smell bad like vinegar, but still tastes like wine for the next 3 days. And the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chol recha chala v'tama chamra. Anything that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, the halacha is it's chamra.
That's a very question, because most barrels have the thing at the bottom.
Oh, so this case has to be where he tasted from the top. He opened up the top, he scooped out some wine from the top.
In general, yeah. They're from the bottom, meaning when the old barrels, you know,
right.
They have the little thing.
So I don't know if that's the case of how they had it in the stores when you like guzzle the beer, but maybe in the factories they had the barrel differently.
Right.
I don't know if they had a spout necessarily in the way they were kept
right.
in the barrels. I've never been to one of these.
Maybe they just have the
yeah. They scooped it out from the top, right.
It seems that way because otherwise.
Yeah. So that's all according to Rabbi Yochanan. The first 3 days after tasting it, it definitely is wine then. And then after that point, you don't know. Maybe at that point it's a suffix whether it's chometz or yayin. And therefore, suffix whether or not your chuma and meiser was good on those later barrels. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argues and says, Amar, kol shlosha yomim achronim vadei chometz. He says the other end. The last 3 days, right, when I finally noticed that, February 1st, that I have chometz here, so the last 3 days of January when I sold, those are definitely chometz also. Those last three things I sold were all tevel. Because the hafrasha of yain doesn't work on the last 3 days that were vade chometz, from mikanu lahala and the suffix. But prior to this, before the remaining days, the earlier days of January, it was all suffix. Even day one was suffix. Why? My time. Chamra mitasa akar. It starts to go bad from the bottom. That's how it works. The machlokas and the metzias here. Does it start going bad from the top or start going bad from the bottom? Ve'emer akar, maybe the day that I tasted the wine from the top of the barrel, maybe that day it already went bad on the bottom, v'lo'adati, but I wasn't aware of this. So maybe already day one there's a level of suffix, because my test isn't a good test. Vim timtalomar mi'aloy akar, and let's say you want to assume that really wine starts going bad from the top. And I did a good bedika, I tasted it on the top, v'hatame v'lo'akar, and I tasted the top and it didn't go bad, so my bedika was a good bedika. You could still say that day one was a suffix. Why? Because Dilma Basar de Tame Akar, maybe the moment I tasted it, that very next second, it started to go bad. And have a recha chala, and it started to smell like vinegar, Vitam Machamer, and taste like wine. Because we said, everyone agrees, for the first 3 days, it tastes like wine, smells like vinegar. But Rabbi Shuban Levi argues with Rabbi Yochanan and says, Recha chala Vitam Machamer, if it smells like vinegar, but tastes like wine, he holds it's actually chal. It all goes based on the way it smells. So this is the machlokas, how to read this brisa here. I'll get a little bit involved, Gemara and brisa. But this is what Rav Yosef was responding back to Abaye. It all depends on the different stages of how bad it gets, it seems. That seems to be, if it's recha chamra, recha chala versus tama chamra, it depends how you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan or you paskin like Rishuba and Levi. Okay, so the Gemara now says Diromai is Durham, the elders of the south, the Zakenim b'Durham. Masnu, they had a brisa they taught Mishmei Dir B'Shurim Levi the following: Rishonim v'Adayin, the first days are definitely wine. Achronim v'Aday Chometz, the last days are definitely vinegar. Emtsayim Safek, but the middle days are all a Safek. That's how they learned. So it seems to be Akasha, Haguf Akasha. Because ha'amris rishonim v'adayayin, we said the first days are definitely wine, that sounds like alma, reicha chala tamach amra chamra. We always follow the taste. the first 3 days of when it goes bad, it's definitely still wine in taste, so we paskin it goes basar tama. But then Hada Amr, so then we say, Achronim v'adayichom, it's the last 3 days were definitely vinegar, and that's based on the assumption of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Alma, Reicha chala v'tama chamer chala, that if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it's actually vinegar. That's like Rabbi Shimon Levi. So he's holding like a steer, both one hand like Rabbi Yochanan, but on the other hand, like Rabbi Shimon Levi. So the Gemara says, it's a case, kigon dishtakach chala sipaksa, where the vinegar was so potent, it was so strong, that even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, if it's gotten to this point, it must have been the last 3 days also, it was vaday chometz. Dilav da'akar tlasa yoma, had it not been uprooted 3 days before this, so bad, lohava mishtaka chala sipaksa, you wouldn't have found that the vinegar would be so strong. So yes, typically speaking, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the first 3 days are definitely wine, and over time it's all suffix. But you get to a point where the vinegar is so strong, so then you could assume even the 3 days prior, it was also considered vinegar, and vaday not a good hafrashas truma on those barrels of vinegar. Gemara says, in the end of the day, kiman pashula, how do we paskin? So Gemara answers, pliga bar rav meri rav zvid, there's a machlokas amarayim, how to paskin? Chad amar k'rabi Yochanan, v'chad amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and the Rashbam and Tosas both hold that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Tosas, the Ramaskal, the Ramai. He has Perish Rabbeinu Shmuel, quoting the Rashbam, the halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan, the kaima the Ramai kivase. Because in the end of the day, initially we thought the Ramai was like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but then we changed it around and said no, they actually hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's in fact how we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The first 3 days is Vadayayin. From that point on, it is considered a suffix. Okay, there's a big halachic discussion here when it comes to Yayin Nesach. We know there's an Issa Deraisa of Yayin Nesach, if a non-Jew were to touch Yayin, and then there's Issa Midrabanan of Stam Yenam, if even though they didn't do any type of Avodah Zarah with it, if they touch an open bottle of wine, it's going to be a problem. There's very halachic l'maisa when it comes to vinegar that's made from wine. So if it's chometz, if it's actually vinegar, so then there is no Issa of them touching vinegar. If it's the Rabbeinu Tam writes in Tosos and Avodah Zarah that we're makbid that no non-Jew should touch wine vinegar because we're not sure at what stage it actually changes over. So if they were to touch it, it would be aser midin safek. That's the chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam. So unless you know vada, it's vinegar, and since we don't know what vinegar is considered, he's machmir across the board. You shouldn't touch it. Other Rishonim says it all depends on these different sugyas we're talking about here. The first 3 days, the last 3 days. But either way, it's something that's very serious when it comes to the production of wine vinegar. Okay. Gemara now says the last three lines here of Amud Aleph, Itmar. Hamocher chavis yayin l'chaveiro v'hichmitza. A person sells wine, he opens up the barrel, turns out it was vinegar. So you imagine some mekach taos and you could get a refund. So Amar Rav, kol shlosh yom harishonim birshus mocher. If it goes to sour in the first 3 days of purchase, so that's the mocha's responsibility, then you have the right to return it. And the Rashbam goes on to explain here, it's as if he sold you chometz from the beginning. If it went bad within 3 days, that's considered still the beginning, that's chalas ha-mechira, and it was considered a mekach taos. But mikan ve'elach, if it went bad after the third day, then that's birshus lokach, and that's too bad, that's your fault. I will see why in just this moment, and you cannot request a refund. It's no different than a person says, I'm selling you an object, clothing or something else. You have got 3 days to return it. You got 1 week to return it, because then the guy or the girl could wear it, wear the suit to a fancy suit to a wedding, leave the tag on and return it. So they give you a certain amount of days to return something, so you don't take advantage. Now Shmuel argues and says, Achamra akasva demare shavar. He argues and says, even in the case of the first 3 days, if it goes bad, you can't refund it, you can't return it. Because that's the akasva demari shavar. What does that mean? So Rashbam interprets this as machlokes we've shown him here. Rashbam says in the very top here, I'll just read two lines down. He says, Mishum dechamra agava de gavra shavar, al kosef ha'adam medalig. The wine jumps literally on the shoulders of the person, which means, Kolomar mazalo gorim, his mazal caused it to go bad, and chait shel bal hayayin, it's the aver of the bal hayayin, and he quotes a pasuk, denafkal on the kaman, we'll see this in 2 days from today, a pasuk, midichsev af ki hayayin bogeid. So somehow the wine has a very deep relationship to the person owning it, it has to do with mazal, so the mocher says, the yayin going bad is your mazal, you can't blame me, this is your fault. Okay? Now, Tosos takes a more practical approach to it. Tosos, Dibur Maskil Shmuel, jump down to the middle of Tosos. It's six medium wide lines. In the middle of the line, it says, Venir Lefarish Lerbeno Tam, Chamra Akasve de Gavra Shavar Kolomer. In other words, what it means is, Hayayin Kevan Shenasu Bekasekseifim. Since it's held, carried on the shoulders, or even on any animal or any type of transport, Niskalkel al yedei shenanea umir lahachmitz. By moving it, apparently that type of reaction causes it to go bad. I would have thought otherwise. When you leave things stagnant, that's when usually things begin to build up and bacteria begins to grow and get worse. I don't know how wine works, obviously, but it says by moving it more and more, that actually causes it to ferment too much and cause the chametz.
The contact with air, that's why you lay sideways the bottle, because then most of it is not in contact with air.
If it's on the side, you most of that...
Meaning because there is air that sips through the cork.
Uh-huh.
So you're trying to avoid that the air should come through the cork. So you're trying to avoid that there should be fresh air.
So by you putting aside the wine clogging the cork,
yes,
air can't come through, and that... Yeah. Okay.
So when you move it around, there's more, like everything is in contact with air more, so probably it gets...
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not a big maven.
You sound like you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Very good. Let's go back to now. So the Gemara says... Taner Rabbanan Echad Sheichar Tamarim V'Echad. I skipped. I'm sorry. Avid Rav Yosef. Two lines down. Avid Rav Yosef Uvda Kivase the Rav B'Shichra. He passing like Rav with regards to Shichra. That the first 3 days, if the beer goes bad, you could return it. With regards to Kivase the Shmuel B'Chamra. With regards to wine, he held like Shmuel that immediately the Lokeach is responsible. The Hilchasa Kivase the Shmuel. We passing like Shmuel. At least with regards to wine. I'm not sure with regards to beer as well, but I don't see anybody commenting on this. But certainly with regards to why we pass in that way, that yeah, it's the mazel or the fault of the lokayach. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan Echad Sheicha Tamarim Echad Sheicha Seorim Vechad Shimeyayin Mevarchen Aleim Shakol Nia Bedvaro. Whether or not it's beer that's made from dates, beer that's made from barley, or made from some of the wine sediment, where they would have some of the scraps of wine and they'd pour water over it and it'd have some flavor of wine, that's not considered real wine. That's all considered a Shakol Nia Bedvaro. Achirim omim, others say, Shemarim, Sheesh Brem Tam Yain, Mevarach Aleim, Bori Pirah Gafin. No, if the Shemarim can cause some flavoring in the water, that would qualify as a wine in Bori Pirah Gafin. And Rabbah and Rav Yosef both paskin, Damri Tevayo, Ein Halacha, Achirim, we don't paskin this way. Rather, all three examples above would warrant a Shakol Nia Bidvaro. Now, Rashbam points out, Achem Omrim, they're only arguing on Shimei Yayin Kai. With regards to Sheikhar Tamarim, Sheikhar Sa'orim, they would agree that that type of beer, no matter what the source of that beer would be, that would be considered a Shehakol across the board. So look at Tosos Dibur Maskil, the first wide line. Echad Sheikhar Tamarim, Mevarach Shakol. Tosos points out, Lav Dafka Sheikhar Tamarim, Lav Dafka beer that's created from dates. Elafilu Dvash Tamarim, even the honey that comes from dates, that oozes out of the dates, would also be Mevarach Alav Shehakol Nia Bedvaro. Why? My time. I quote to Gemara in Brachos that Amar Mar Bar Ravashi Hai Duvsha De Tamre Mevarach Alav Shehakol. Any honey that comes from the dates, you would say Shehakol. My time. It's Zeh Bahalmahu. It's simply just the sweat, literally, of the dates, and that's not considered really the date itself. It's just some of the moisture, and would only be Shehakol. Vayotim Mina Peros Kari Zeh. So that's why Paskin, even by honey of the dates, you would say Shehakol. Below Kimo Sheperish Bahalachas Gedolos, who argues and holds Daf Kahasim the Tarale Bemaya. The Gemara in Brachos is referring to honey of dates, you say Shakol, is referring to where you soak it, the dates in honey, in water rather, and that water gets some flavor. That's why it's a Shakol. Aval Dayev Minat Tamar, the actual oozing out, the actual honey that oozes from the dates, even then, in that case, Bahag would say would be Mevarach Alav Borei Pra'it. So there's a machlokas. What to say from any of the honey that oozes out from dates? Would it be a shehakol like the Tosos hold, or would it be ha'etz like the Bahal Halachas Gedolos? Now Tosos talks about here, there's one line Tosos, but in Brachos there's a much longer Tosos as to why the beer made from barley isn't a mizonos. It comes from mizonos. It comes from barley. Shouldn't it be a borei mine mizonos? So Tosos gives two answers here. He says very quickly in Dira Maschel Ve'echad Sheicher Seorim, says the lo ishtane le'aluya de isla iluya acharina bepas. There's this concept the Gemara says if it didn't get to its highest potential level of what the food item could get to, it doesn't get the bracha. So Varei Minei Mizonos, the highest level is to get to some bread type of product. Beer is not the ultimate goal of barley. So even though it contains barley, doesn't mean it's Mizonos. It's no different if a person eats flour that's made from wheat. You don't say Mizonos from it. Flour made from barley, you don't say Mizonos on it. You only say Mizonos or Hamotzi when it gets to the ultimate goal, the ultimate intention of growing these things. Since beer is not the ultimate goal, it would only be a shackle. And then finally, he says another answer, V'od, Dimi Yemar Disari Iker, Dilma Maya Iker. You mix together some of the hops and some of the water. Who says that the barley is the Iker? Maybe really the water is the Iker, and the barley there is simply to give it some flavor, and it's only tafa. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Duchuli Alma, everybody agrees, Rama Tlasa V'asa Arba Cham. Everybody agrees, when you're making wine, if you pour three amounts, let's say call it three cups of water, again, Rama Tlasa, three cups of water, on top of some of the shmarim, some of the sediment of the wine, and results come out V'asa Arba Chamra, that you have four cups of wine. That means in some of these sediments, some of the shmarim of wine, of grapes rather, there's some wine that's embedded within them. And when you soak it in water, some of that starts to come out. So now if I pour three cups of water into the sediment, mix it around, pour out, I got now four cups of juice. That means that we extracted the juice that was embedded within the shmarm, and now that's considered wine. If there's a 3-to-1 ratio, three cups of water, and now we find one cup additional of wine, everybody agrees that's considered chamra. That's chamrahu. So Rava says, letame, Damarava, Rava holds, kol chamra, delo dari, al-chad slas maya, lav chamrahu. Any wine that's not 1-to-3 ratio, again, one cup of wine to three cups of water, that's not considered wine. And it's very important, halacha lemaisa. The post can point out nowadays, since we don't really know the ratios of dilution, one should avoid diluting any type of wine because you might change it too much. By you putting more water, and you might change it to 4-to-1, which would not qualify as wine here. So we have to be very, very careful. I know the Sephardim have a custom, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that they pour water during their Kiddush, they pour a little water right before they make the Kiddush. That's considered fine, that's a small amount of water and wouldn't really change, but you have to be very, very careful in trying to dilute water, wine rather. But mixing wine and grape juice is fine though.
They don't dilute.
In the companies, oftentimes I think they do. But we can't.
When you buy a bottle of wine, it's diluted?
No. I think they mix it with water,
not from concentrate.
No. What?
No, not the wine.
The wine is pure? Pure.
Yeah, I think a regular bottle of wine is pure.
Grape juice usually has.
Grape juice when they have the less one.
Yeah. But, especially when they make it from concentrate.
I don't know how it works. But
I think regular wine is, there's no.
Even Moscato?
What?
That's
7-Up.
That's
good.
So I don't know. But either way, whatever wine we buy is all fine, but the point is that we, as the consumer, shouldn't add water to it because we don't really know what the levels of ratio are. And also they say the wine nowadays is not as strong as back then. We don't need as much dilution. So a little bit could really affect the status of the wine. Fine. So then he says, Rama Tlasa Vasa Tlasa V'lo Klum. Who? If I pour in three cups of water in the shmarim, and then I pour it back and I have three cups, but it looks purple or red and it tastes a little bit like wine, but it's the same three cups, no volume has been added, that's certainly nothing. There were just some flavors that mixed around, but there was no wine that was extracted. It's just water that you kind of flavored a little bit. You put some flavoring in it. So kipli, when is there a machlokas? The Rama Tlasa, you poured in three cups of water on top of the shmarim. Vaasa Tlasa Palga. Now you got 3.5. So you gained a half a cup of wine now.
12.5%.
12.5%, that's what it turned out to be?
I think so.
Okay.
Before it was 25%, now it's half.
So now it's half. Okay, so now it would be half of that, right.
Right.
So then, Palga, so the Gemara said, again, Vasa Tlasa Palga. So Dirabanan, Savre Tlasa, Ayol, Tlasa Nafik, Pashu Palga, Upalga Bashisa, Palga, Maim Velo Klumhu. So what does he say here? So you have to read through Rashbam to really appreciate what's going on here. You put three in of water, and now when you pour it out, there's considered three cups of that water, and there's only half a cup of wine. So let's look at the Rashbam here for some explanation. Rashbam says, three wide lines down in the Rashbam?
14.2. Because the total quantity is low.
Okay, fine. So he says, three wide lines down, Tlasa ol, B'mayim, vos and tlas anafka. The three cups of water I put in are now the same three cups I took out, even though there's an additional half. And there's only a palga chamra, says Rashbam. A half a cup is a wine. B'shisa, palga d'mayim lav klumhu. So right, palga, a half within six is not good enough. So Rashbam doesn't really, I thought he explained this, I guess. I think maybe the next one he explains this. Let's keep going in the Gemara. Then he says, v'acherim, savri, other, the others hold, another pin holds, no, tlas ol, three you put in, and treinu palga nafik. Now 2.5 cups are considered water, and pashle kuza v'kuza, and your remaining what's kuza v'kuza. So if you look at the Rashbam here, Rashbam says here, acherim savri tlasa, maim ol, you put 3 cups of water in. V'treinu palga maim nafik. Now 2.5 cups of water is considered removed. De'ein derech latte is called nichnas. Not everything that went in doesn't necessarily come out. Ela mina mayim nisharu ve'otziu yayin, the pirur kapi mil'el. Some of the water now went into the shmarim. So you lost some of that water in the shmarim. It replaced the wine that caused it to come out. And therefore, you have, in the end of the day, you have betrayo paga chamra mal yahu. And turns out you have one cup of wine to 2.5 cups of water, and that's why acherim say it's considered wine. So in essence, what's going on here is, are we saying some of the water that went in is now being absorbed in the shmarim, and now there's more wine coming out? Or no, what 3 cups came in, 3 cups of water came out, and we only have half a cup of wine. That's the machlokas here in the Metzias as to how we view this, and that's the machlokas is between the Tanakhama above and the Acherim, whether this case of putting water on top of Shmarim is considered a Hagafen, or is it considered a Shahako. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.